Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we also have Grizz helping us out today from Adventures South of the Border. And we're going to start off the program. We're going to be talking a little bit, well, maybe a lot, about fly fishing. And fly fishing is certainly a growing sport, especially saltwater fly fishing. And we have a local expert, excuse me, Eric Rangel from the Artful Angler on the line.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Grizz.
How you doing? I want to thank you again for those flies. I've been catching tons of fish on those flies you sent me down here.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad they worked out for you.
Yeah, what's happening? Tell us what's happening there.
Well, it's all about perch right now. Tons of perch. Females are spawning, so I've actually never seen so many guys out on the surf in the last 6 months. I think it's just a testament of, you know, when the fishing's good and the perch are big, you see a lot more people out there fishing.
So. And they're all fly fishing?
You're seeing more and more guys fly fishing. Not all fly fishing, but it's interesting because a lot of the customers in my shop are saying, is it just me or am I seeing more guys out there fly fishing? And I think we are definitely seeing a few more guys out there with the fly rods, so that's really cool.
Now, Eric, you have a shop in South Central California, which is right on the beach, and when you do a lot of fly fishing in the surf, we want to make sure people understand what we're talking about. Now, Grizz is big more into fly fishing, but that's more blue water stuff. But what you do, you can equip anybody for anything. So let's just talk about the sport of fly fishing, especially saltwater fly fishing for a minute, because it seems like it's exploded in about the last 5 years.
Yeah, it definitely has, John. I think what's going on here, fly fishing in saltwater has been around for a long time. It's just that we're starting to see more of it here on the West Coast. And what's happened is there's been a lot of innovators that have kind of gone out and fished the cold water with the fly rods. The big difference here is we just need to use sinking lines. So we're not really fishing on the surface, although Grizz down in his neck of the woods down there might get some topwater action. Here along the coast in Southern Cal and Central Cal, we're just using full sinking lines, and we can get down to any fish. And you can actually catch halibut with a fly rod out here. And you know, a lot of people really don't believe me, but then I show them the pictures of a couple days of being out in the Santa Barbara Harbor, and that usually makes a believer out of them. So it's actually quite easy. Maybe six or seven flies and you're covered. Stripping basket around your waist to drop your line in, and outside of that, it's pretty easy to do, and it's something that anyone can pick up real quick.
What weight rod do you recommend for that kind of fishing you're talking about?
Yeah, I'd say ideally the best rod weight, we're probably looking at about a 7, but you can get away with a 6, 7, or 8. And those three rod weights are pretty much typical of what we're using out here.
Well, that's not real heavy-duty stuff. I use a 9, a 10, and a 12, and a 14.
Right. Yeah, no, it's... The interesting thing, too, Grizz, is that a lot of these rod companies are figuring this out. They're making light rods now, like 6 weights with fighting butts, which is really great because when you're catching perch all day, it's pretty fun to do on a 6 weight. And I've landed some pretty nice leopard sharks on a 6 weight. It may take you a while, but anything's fun on light tackle.
Oh, man, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
On a 6 weight, that's absolutely incredible. How much did it weigh?
Well, I don't know. We didn't really get around to weighing it, but it was
about four
foot long.
Oh, man.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
No.
Eric, with what you're talking about, I think it's probably a good way for people to get involved in fly fishing because especially when you're on the surf and on the sand, you don't have to worry about trees. And you don't have to cast it all that far, so you can get out there and get some good practice in. And all you got to do is find a spot where there's not a whole lot of seaweed. And give us an idea, some of the technique if you're going to be doing that, because do you have to throw it a long ways? Do you need to wade out a long ways?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked that, John, because I think most people have this perception that you got to cast way out past the breakers, and not true. Here, in particular, along the coast, is a lot of these surf species are in so close. You know, something like a corbina. We can actually sight fish to those guys, so they come in and eat the sand crabs. We're literally fishing from the breakers to our feet, and if you're wading up to your waist, that's probably too far out. In fact, most people encounter corbina. They're out wading past their waist and look over their shoulder and they see them feeding behind them. So, yeah, no, we're basically fishing, breakers to our feet, sand crab patterns, and a few other minnow or streamer patterns, and you're good to go. A lot of guys are just sight fishing to these corbina in the summertime, which is really cool. So it is easy. The equipment isn't that expensive. You don't have to spend a ton of money. I have plastic reels that you can bury them in the sand for a week and they're going to function properly. So things are getting easier to use, and I think that's probably why we're seeing more and more people out there.
Well, for years and years and years, it was the elite that went fly fishing. So a fly rod and reel was pretty costly back in, 10 years ago. And I think that the price coming down is letting more and more people to afford it.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. We've seen really good quality rods out there, and more importantly, the reels, too. I mean, I have, like I said, $40 plastic reels that have a disc drag, and they're going to work almost ideally in the saltwater situation. So, you don't have to spend a ton of money. A lot of this stuff, you can beat it to death, and it's still going to work, really good for you.
Yeah, it's like the difference between driving a Volkswagen and a Cadillac. They both get you there.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
So it's just what the pocket can afford.
Right. And the other cool thing about fly fishing, too, is for most of the guys that get into it, or women especially, because there's a lot more finesse involved in the cast, and I think women tend to pick this up really quickly. You're always doing something. It's not casting out, sitting back and waiting. You're either stalking fish, you're going through your fly box, you're reading the water. You're always doing something, stripping the line in, and that keeps you busy. And then when you hook a fish on a fly rod, it just doesn't compare. I mean, it's light tackle at its best. So really fun.
Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite way. I'd like to, if I could, I would fly fish. Would be the only type of fishing I would do. But filming when the wind's blowing, that kind of shuts down my fly fishing. And when things are down deep, too, so, I have to take it as they come. But, every time I go out, I take at least a 12 weight.
Right.
And have there in case I get the chance of that marlin or that sailfish laying up there that I can throw a fly to.
Now, Eric, what Grizz is talking about, of course, is a whole different type of fly fishing. But when you're using lighter tackle fly lines, and you can actually, you're talking about the surf, but even, right outside the surf, where you can get some of the topwater fish, the bass, and some of those. And then even Grizz down in Mexico, you don't always have to go after marlin and dorado.
No,
it's a lot of fun.
Fish a lot of snook.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
I do a lot of snook, pargo, I get snappers. I mean, bonitas, all you want of those guys. Skipjacks,
a lot of fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, fly fishing is very similar to golf. You can't really, golf with one club. It's the same situation. You kind of have to have a rod for each application and each species, really. But, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, Eric, in about 30 seconds, I know that you've got some information that you want to give us, that you're doing a lot of stuff online. We're almost out of time, but can you give us that website?
Yeah, it's www.artfulangler.com, and I've got an online store coming up pretty soon, and then we're going to be advertising a lot more classes and clinics on there, too. So if you want to get into it, go to the website.
Artfulangler.com. Thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate all that information. Grizz, you don't go very far because we're going to be back with you momentarily, and we are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hannigan, and we've got the Grizz down on the pause. We'll be right back.
Isle Mirada. A 90-minute drive south of Miami in the Florida Keys is known to be the sport fishing capital of the world. Migratory game fish, fishing the flats, inshore, and blue water, the fishing experience is incredible. The Holiday Isle Resort is the premier resort in Isle Mirada and the only resort with a full-service marina. Also, 143 rooms, 7 bars, 3 restaurants, 22 charter captains, and a friendly staff. To book or learn more about your dream trip in the best of the Keys, visit HolidayIsle.com. Have the best at a great price. Mention Fish Talk Radio to get $200 resort credit with a 3-night stay. Call 800-327-7070. That's 800-327-7070 to book this very special Fish Talk Radio package. Call 800-327-7070. That's 800-327-7070. Contact HolidayIsle.com. That's HolidayIsle.com.
Dry fly, wet fly, anybody's guess. Got a knot in my leader and my line's all a mess. The fish ain't biting. Fish ain't biting no more.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have the famous, certainly, world famous, probably, Chucky Van Wormer from the fabulous Van Wormer Resorts in the East Cape of Baja, in Los Burrides, Baja, California, sir. Chucky, we haven't talked to you for a little bit, so let's find out what's going on down there.
How you doing, Chucky?
And we also...
Hey, how are you, my friend? Well, let me tell you, the weather has changed now. Warm currents are coming in through the bay. I haven't had a chance to go out fishing. I'm right now being a parent with my daughters being in vacation, so I've gone
beautiful
to travel and everywhere. But I do can tell you that the people that have gone out have told me that there's still a few yellowtails. A few, they're probably gone by now, but Dorado fishing came in, striped marlin, rooster fish, and a few days ago, there were still some Sierra mackerels being caught. In fact, one super big being caught right there near the East Cape. So this is the time of the year when the change is coming. Warm weather, warmer currents, big fish are, from now on, will start to flow in. So with next few weeks, we're going to start seeing tuna. And you guys know the name of the game, you know, Mahu, Dorado, marlin, striped marlin, and so on and so forth. But right now we have striped marlin, really strong, and Dorado that I've gone out fishing and got into some nice Dorado fishing.
Chucky, March can be a little windy. Is it laying down there now and the water's warming up, you said?
Well, right now it's April.
I know.
It has changed.
Yeah.
By mid-March, those are the end of the wind, the winter.
Oh,
I mean, the
okay.
The wind is safe. Okay. So right now, yeah, everything's basically the wind is basically gone. It's a few winds out of the north blew 2 days ago, but it doesn't stay steady. They don't nothing like the winter. The weather has definitely changed for the springtime, and really nice spring, 82-86 degree weather.
Perfect.
During the day, and at night it goes down to 69, 70 degrees. So it's beautiful weather. If you ask me, I wish it would stay that all year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, Chucky, I got to get down here and visit you here soon.
Yes. As soon as we'll do something, Chris. As soon as I get my parenting job done, I'll be taking them next week, and I'll be back on the weekend.
All right. Well, you have a good time, and I know the fishing's going good, and the wind, thank God, has stopped.
Chucky, this is definitely the time to start making your reservations to get down there because, you know, it's right after spring break, and, of course, you guys aren't really affected by that, but the airfares are going to be a lot easier to do, and you're going to probably fly right into the Los Cabos airport. So is there one of your favorite phone numbers you want to give us?
877-777-TUNA.
And just ask for Chucky or Eddie. But anyway, no matter how you do it, and of course you can go to fishtalkradio.com and then look right on the front page where it says Van Wormer Resorts. Chucky, it's been good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you again.
I'll talk to you later, Chucky.
Okay, Grizz, we're going to go with Keith from Boomerang Tools and get an idea a little bit about what Boomerang is, and maybe we can even talk a little bit about fishing if Keith has got something to tell us about. Keith, welcome to the Fish Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
We appreciate it.
Keith, you know that.
Now, Keith, where are you located right now?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
I am located in just a suburb of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. Well, I think that what you've been listening to us talking a little bit about fishing in Baja, and then we've been talking about some surf fishing. So I think with the kind of stuff we've been talking about, you don't get a lot of opportunity to do where you are. But I know you've got plenty of fishing going on around there.
Oh, yeah. Probably some of the best smallmouth that you'll ever want to meet is up there in Lake Erie. So
yeah, I fished that. That's great.
And then I think the walleye I've been running to up in the rivers up in that area. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the type of fishing that we're doing.
Keith, one of the things I'd like to talk to you about is that Boomerang Tools is kind of fairly new, I understand, but very innovative. And you guys have come out with some very high quality products at a very reasonable price. Do you want to give us a quick idea what those are?
Yeah, I mean, what we've done is we've taken your line cutters, we've taken your everyday knives, and we've taken your pliers and integrated them with a built-in retractor. So the idea is that you're either going to have it attached to yourself or you're going to have it attached to a strategic place on the boat, and you're never going to lose them overboard or what have you. You're always going to know where they're at. So, I mean, we've... Probably the biggest product that we've had success with so far has been our snip, which is basically just a line cutter. It's about the size of your thumb. It has a scissor action, and it also has a built-in 30-inch lanyard, and it weighs about an ounce and a half. So you can wear it on your shirt, wear it on a belt loop, or you know, just wherever you want to put it. I mean, it's just a really convenient little tool.
Well, it's something I would like to comment on, Keith. When we ran into you at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach and looked at some of your equipment, you got some incredible pliers. And I remember, like the super deluxe fishing pliers that were designed, you know, for the angling that came onto the market 5-10 years ago. And they're made out of stainless steel. They were high quality, but they were about $100. And they weighed about 2 pounds. And I was really impressed with what you're doing.
Yeah, we've done them out of lightweight aircraft aluminum. So they're going to be rust resistant even on the salt water. We've had that extensively tested for a couple years, and you know, we're just trying to accommodate everybody with the built-in retractor, so you're not going to lose them anywhere.
But, you know, I mean, Keith, the only thing that scares me about that built-in retractor, does that go on a knife?
We do have
because
one.
Because if it retracts real fast, you could be, oh, God, it came back.
Well, I mean, what we've got set up on the knife is that we've got a quick-release trigger. So on the line snip, it'll automatically retract. On the pliers, it automatically retracts. But we also have what we call a lever, which tethers that. So while you're working on a fish with the pliers, you're not going to have to fight that retractor coming in and out. It's always going to stay out, and then you release it when you're done.
And but the knife, if it comes back fast, it could kill you, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. And what we've done,
I mean, it's a legal weapon. Oh, here, have your knife back. Oh, God.
Yeah. What we've done with the knife, though, is when you're pulling out the lanyard, so to speak, it automatically stays tethered.
Oh, okay.
So while you have the blade out, we didn't want you to drop that and have that thing come up and cut something you might need later.
But
so to
it is. Keith, what we're looking at is seeing if we can kind of help market these things, especially down in Baja, because it's you've got some great products. Is there a website now that people can go visit?
Yes, that website would be www.boomerangtool.com.
Boomerangtool.com.
Well, that is correct.
We want to find out more about the fishing in Ohio, so we're going to bring you back a little bit later, and maybe we can mention some tools, but we appreciate you coming on with us.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Grizz,
yeah,
I'll
take care and keep a tight line up there for them smallmouth.
All right, guys, take care.
All right.
Now, what we're going to do is we've been down to the Baja Sur. We're going to move up the coast a little bit to Baja Norte. We have Wes on the line with us from the Corral Marina, and that is in the city of Ensenada, right next to the now, what is the name of the hotel? Is it El Corral, the Corral Hotel?
Yeah, it's the Corral Hotel, spelled Coral. Mm-hmm. Corral Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it is Coral in English, but it's pronounced, I guess, as Corral. But give us an idea what's going on. First of all, this is the kind of a changeover time of the season for you too, isn't it? Give us an idea what's biting down there.
Well, it's you're right. It's kind of the changeover. We've had several reports this week. Of course, it's all dependent on the weather. Right now, it's we're still concentrating on bottom fish, but at any time we expect to pick up yellowtail and, of course, the bonita barracuda, and then May or so, we should start seeing some pelagics come through. Mm-hmm. So. Water's warming up a little bit. Of course, we've had some wind, so right now it's we're kind of in between. So we're looking forward to, a good weather pattern, and that certainly would change fishing.
Hey, I want to question the bonita. You mentioned the bonita stock. Yes, they're moving down here right now. Well, they are basically all year. Do the people up there eat them?
Yes, they do.
How?
Well, a lot of them do sushi style or put them in the lemon and ceviche, and some people cook them, but the fresher you eat them, the better.
Yeah, actually, if you get them right off, get them immediately on ice and filleted, where you get that white skin, they're very, very tasty, but you don't want to put them in the refrigerator for a week or two.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. I've tried many ways, but I have had it fresh just right after we caught it, and mm-hmm. Actually it's not that bad.
And I would suggest to anybody that is interested in an easy vacation, just to drive down to Ensenada. It's so easy to do. You could fly down or train down to San Diego or go into Tijuana, but it's such an easy, beautiful drive. Make some reservations at the Corral Hotel,
and then
stop in and see Wes, and he can arrange for a boat for you. But we're going to be having to take off. We're coming up to a hard break in about 30 seconds. So just real quickly, Wes, do your website.
It's www.hotelcorral.com.
Hotelcorral.com. Okay, that sounds perfect. Thank you, Wes.
Okay.
We really appreciate that, and we'll be talking to you soon. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and we also have the Grizz joining us today, and we appreciate you tuning in.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
You get line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crowded hole, honey.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have the Grizz a little bit south of the studio. Online with us, we have the, H&M Landing, if that sounds familiar with you. We have Catherine Miller, who's on the line, and they've got some very exciting things coming up in San Diego very quickly. And so, Catherine, can you give us an idea what is going on in San Diego in the next week? Hello, Catherine.
Hi there.
There you are. I'm sorry. I was just talking. I guess I was talking to myself. Give us.
No,
a,
I was listening.
Okay. Give us an idea what you guys got going down there. I know there's a very exciting once a year event that's coming up.
Yeah, it's the 33rd annual Day at the Docks. It's a big open house festival, special sport fishing celebration. It's the largest sport fishing celebration in the world, I believe.
Really, in the whole wide world?
I think so. Well, you know, San Diego's fleet is the largest to be found anywhere, with the widest range of trips options, as well as the largest fleet. And we proudly open up our gangways and invite everyone aboard boats in the fleet to look around and see what we've got to offer here in San Diego.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. And what are you going to do with this, what is it, a party, or what is it?
Well, it's a combination. There's exhibits by all the major tackle manufacturers. There's a whole series of seminars by leading speakers in their fields and various aspects of fishing. There's entertainment on the main stages. There are boat rides around San Diego Bay. There are cooking seminars, and there's some great food.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And how many people go there every year?
Somewhere at about 25,000 people are expected to come in during the day.
Well, that's nice.
Grizz, one of the great things about what this Day at the Docks is, it gives people an opportunity to visit the San Diego Long Range fleet. And even if you don't go out on them, those boats are well worth seeing. Plus, it's also kind of known as the opening or the celebration of fishing in the spring.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never had the pleasure of being there.
Well, we're going to have to get you up. I don't know if they allow you into California, do they? We have to try and get you up here sometime.
Yeah, they let me come in. I'm only allowed to stay 3 days, and then I have to go to another state or go back to Mexico.
Okay.
I see.
I'm just kidding.
Catherine, if you don't mind, I know it's kind of catching you off a little bit, but I know you're affiliated with H&M Landing, and I know that there is some great fishing going on in San Diego. And how many boats do you guys have down there?
There are about 22 running out of H&M, and there are about 65 in the fleet all told.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of boats.
It's a lot of boats. They're all gearing up right now, getting ready for the season ahead.
Yeah, well, that's just around the corner, isn't it?
Well, there's a good side of Yellowtail, I understand, it's down the coast, and there's some boats trying to get out there and get some fish on the board.
Is anybody out there?
Well, that's great. So you're going to have about 25,000 people coming there, eating, looking at boats. You're going to have conferences. Well, it's just going to be a place for the whole family, isn't it?
It is, and it's actually, you know, it's unlike a sports show. The admission is absolutely free. There's no barrier to entrance, and it's a great day all around. Both experienced anglers and novices will find something that appeals to them there.
Yeah, well, just with the food, I mean, that takes all of us eat. We may not all fish, but we all eat.
We've got some great cooks lined up to show some techniques and recipes for preparing fish as well. And the fish market here in San Diego is going to be doing a big sushi display. There's lots of draws.
Okay.
Well, that just is. I think everybody ought to take time and go down there and see that, maybe even eat a little something, learn about cooking, and learning about the long-range boats. I just think it would be great for everybody.
So you also have a free kids fishing derby too, don't you?
It's actually a month and a half of free fishing for kids. It's with any paid adult. You earn a child's ticket to go out on any open party trip, half day, three-quarter day, or full day trip. And that will extend through May 31st. So there's lots of opportunities. We really want to get more kids involved with sport fishing, and this is an easy and affordable way to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, on my television show, I take my son everywhere with us, and that's what we're trying to say on television. Take a kid fishing, it'll keep him out of trouble. You know, because there's a proven fact that the kids that go out fishing are less likely to have any other problems.
Catherine, if someone wants some more information about that, what do you suggest?
They go on our website, and that is sportfishing.org, sportfishing.org. And all the information about the event and about the upcoming Kids Fish Free program are all right there on the website.
And then the date and times, again?
It's April 15th from 9 to 5 at the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings in Point Loma.
Great.
And admission is absolutely free.
Thank you, Catherine. That was fantastic. You guys do a great, great job. We appreciate that, and we're glad we can help you out at all we can.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Now we are going to go to Shelley, who is, I don't think we've had the opportunity to have her on the show with us before, but she is up at Comanche Lake, which is, I guess, probably pretty much in the center of the state, isn't it, Shelley, of California?
It's pretty close. Yeah, we're about 45 minutes, you can say, to 40 minutes east of Sacramento area, right in Midtown Sacramento is where we're located, about another 25 minutes from Lodi Stockton area, off of Highway 88 and Highway 12.
Well, I would suggest something, is that if people want to do a road trip in particular, is the best, because you're not going to fly right into the Comanche Lake. But you're also up in the Gold Country. There's a lot of lakes up there. There's a lot of history, a lot of scenery. And tell us a little bit about the lake itself.
If you're not familiar with Lake Comanche, it was actually a town at one point. It got flooded into a reservoir. We are now part of East Bay Mud and Comanche, our company here. We are a concessionary running it and doing an awesome job out here. Here at Comanche, we offer, from dry camping at two shores to full RV hookups to 6 months stay out of the year you can live here. We also moor boats and sailboats and have covered berth and open berth, and our fishing is fantastic.
Whoa, well, you sound excited, so it must be good.
What kind of fishing are we talking about?
What was that? What kind of fishing?
Yeah, what kind of fishing?
We got it all right now. Actually, our best fishing right now is still our trout. Our bass have hit a little bit, not too much. We're waiting for the spawning to start here shortly within, the end of the month. We've had a couple actually great trout derbies out here within the past couple weeks, and we're getting ready to hold the Yolo County Law Enforcement Derby on April 14th out here.
What do you do, go fishing for cops?
And go fishing for cops. Hey, funny story, we got... Amber Sheriff is actually broken down out there right now as we speak. We're towing him in.
That's great.
I want to get a picture.
Yeah.
The trout fishing's been doing great. We've been planting and stocking our lake weekly since the last two weekends in October we started, and we're hoping and keeping our fingers crossed to do some more planting, at least for the two more weekends that we have coming up in May, is hopefully we can get two more in the beginning of May.
Okay. Now, I assume that you plant when the water's cool in the summertime.
That's why we're looking at the months between October and May. And we're also trying to push, and hopefully we can get those last two plants in May before the water temperature. Right now we're sitting around 56 to 55 degrees in temperature right now.
Give us an idea, besides the lake, you've got some beautiful country up there. If someone wants to come up and visit you, some of the things that are right close by to you that they ought to stop in and see.
First of all, my big thing is I own the prison. It's actually as crazy as it sounds. It's probably one
I ain't coming there.
Attractions. Yeah, we have.
Now I know where you have cop tournaments.
That's where we keep them. Also, if you go up country, we have a lot of ski area around Kirkwood this time of the year. There's a lot of gold panning. We have rivers that come from all over. A big one's McCallany River. A lot of kayaking. You can go do that. Then again, you have your drop the old ladies off at the casino, and you come on out here, man, and you do some fishing with me at Comanche.
That sounds great. Now go back.
I'm coming with you, baby.
Go back
but
again.
I ain't dropping my old lady off. I'll leave her at home. I don't want her spending my money.
Oh, great.
Shall I go back to this thing about the prison?
The prison. It's the old boys' home. It's actually prison, the Preston Castle. It's located right in Ione. It's right next to Mule Creek is exactly where it's at. And you can't miss it when you come in. It's directly across from the – actually, we have a nice golf course out here, too.
No, I've heard that before. You can't miss it. Just down the road a piece, you can't miss it.
Yeah, it's right beside the big tree on the left.
Yeah. After the right by the oak tree.
Yeah, exactly right. This prison, is it still active or is it ruins or what do they do there now?
Mule Creek is active. Why am I drawing a blank on the... Preston Castle has closed down. They closed down and laid off actually a lot of people this past couple months is when they started to shut that down the end of the 2011 year.
And so there's prisoners there or they're not there?
Oh, they're there.
Oh, they are. So it's an active prison.
Yeah, we have an active male prison still going. We had one that was junior, you know, kind of thing, the younger bad boys that were there. And they've closed that down.
Now you have a male prison. So that means you've got tons of bad letters in there.
Yeah, well, that we do. But so you can stay away from those and come out here to Comanche.
I'll come with you to Comanche.
We've been doing some good catching, too, out here. What's that tournament? We had the one that won the last tournament we had, it was the Kokanee Power Tournament, which was held last Saturday. And the biggest, and I mean the weather out here, I give very big high fives to those guys.
Shelley,
out here.
Let me just kind of give a quick plug for Cal Parks. What is it? The website is California Parks Company. Is that right?
Yeah, you can go to California Parks Company, or you can just go straight to LakeComancheRecreation.com.
Okay, well, that makes it real easy. Shelley, you did a great job. You're delightful. We're glad to have you on, and we'll be visiting with you again. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, along with the Grizz, helping out today. Thank you, Shelley. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and remember, you can always go to FishTalkRadio.com and listen to programs that you might have missed on air.